before, already there is a stench, because he had been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of this crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in cloth. Jesus said to him, "Unbind him and let him go." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. How many of you have family photo albums? Physical family photo albums? Yes? It is a dream of mine, and you'll hear in that phrasing the unrealized nature of that promise, that I will make actual physical photo albums for my children. I have all the pictures, but they're on a computer, and getting them from the computer to a physical form is a little more complicated than I might hope. In fact, pretty much the only physical thing that my children have that has photos on it is a photo cube that is soft and is a toy that was handed down from their cousin, and so half the people on the photo cube aren't even their relatives. I've been going through the pictures lately and thinking about what would go in this photo book that I'm in the continual process of making. And what I realize as I'm going through it is that fully a quarter of the people in that photo album are dead. They are great-grandparents that our children met only for a moment or never met at all. Uncles who we want them to know the stories of. People who shaped their lives, whether they met them or not. In addition to the people who they know and love here and now, who help them become more fully who they are. This is really what the cloud of witnesses and the communion of saints on All Saints Day is about. That there are as many people who went before us who are supporting us in prayer and in witness as there are in our community now, alive and with us. All of us, I know, can think of people who are dead, who supported us, who cared for us, and who continue to pray with us, even when we can't see them any longer. My first real experience with the idea of a community of saints and a cloud of witnesses that I couldn't quite see happened at about the same time that I was really mad at God for the first time. I was in high school, and you would think that I had been mad at God before then or had this revelation before then, but I hadn't done. And I fractured a couple of vertebrae in my spine, and I was in a neck brace for about 6 months. And I couldn't see anything beyond here because I couldn't turn my head. So anything that happened outside of my peripheral vision was gone. And I had a group of friends who cared for me in high school and carried my books and made sure that I could get where I was going with this neck brace on. But because we were high schoolers, they couldn't quite resist doing things just outside of my peripheral vision. Things I couldn't see, things I didn't know about, things I knew were happening but couldn't quite get a handle on. I was definitely just outside of a lot of the jokes. Now that's not why I was furious with God. I was furious with God because God took away my cross-country season. That was way more important to me. But in the midst of that muddle of, oh, I'm so mad that I can't move. Oh, I'm so mad that I can't see. I don't understand why you did this. And that first big wrestling with God about, why did this happen? At the same time, I had this community. This community of people who I frustratingly could not quite see, who would do things just behind me that were still supportive of me, who were present with me, even though I couldn't see them, and who would then whisk out into view and carry my books just when I needed them to do it, and make sure I was okay and having a decent day. We're baptizing Declan and Henry this morning. And when we bring them into this community of faith, part of what we are promising them is that we will show them the communion of saints and be shown by them the communion of saints in turn, because we are all saints. And so we promise that we will be present with them. We'll teach them to knit, maybe. Or listen to them when they're really, really angry about something and just can't figure out where God is in the middle of it. And we do the same thing for one another. We listen. We pray. We cook. We sit with. And we keep alive the stories of the people who have gone just before us, who have died and become part of that cloud of witnesses we can't see. We promise one another that when we are grieving, when we are lost, when we are scared, when we are hateful, that we will remind one another that God is there and that those we miss are present with us. Yesterday afternoon, we gathered in this church to celebrate the life and mourn the loss of Mary Louise Clary. And as we gathered, the church was packed. Our columbarium is right behind the high altar, for those of you who have never been back there. And the clergy and the family leave this physical space of the funeral and move into that physical space to inter the ashes. And so we did at the end of Mary Louise's funeral. We took the ashes back. And as the committal began, the church was silent. And we were literally in our own little world back there with the dead. And we got to the part of the committal where the Lord's Prayer happens. And we started to say it. Our Father, who art in heaven. And suddenly, all this church, all these people that we couldn't see, were saying it with us back there, with the family in their grief, with the clergy in their prayers, were saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And even though we couldn't see one another, the whole community was present in life and in death. So it is that we are the communion of saints, present with those we cannot see and with those that we can, supporting one another in the life of Christ, and reminding one another by our physical presence and by our witness that God does indeed, as Revelation says, make God's home among mortals, that God is with us, each of us, in life and in death. Amen. Thank you.